Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 51 for Wednesday, September 7th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Wednesday morning, taking strength from gains in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $4 higher, with the November contract checking in at $462.80 a ton. That's up $2. Advances in European rapeseed futures added to the upside. Global demand for oil seeds has been healthy overall, which was supportive. On the other side, though, losses in crude oil and European rapeseed futures limited the gains. Statistics Canada released its Canadian grain stocks report this morning, and it pegged canola at 2.06 million tons. That number was deemed bearish by the industry. Statistics Canada also adjusted last year's production to a higher number, which has raised ideas this year's total production could also be larger. As well, losses in crude oil were dragging on values. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 13 to 16 cents higher, with the most active November contract at $9.76 a bushel. Traders are concerned that rain in the U.S. Midwest will delay the harvest at a time when demand is quite strong. U.S. weekly export inspection numbers were up 33% over last week. Just over 10% of the soybean crop in the U.S. has begun to drop its leaves, which is about average for this time of year. Crop condition ratings were mostly unchanged. Corn was 3 cents higher, with the December contract checking in at $3.32 a bushel. The U.S. dollar has been softer as of late, which was supportive for corn. China has been buying dry distillers' grains at a very fast pace recently, which also underpinned the market. Brazil cut its corn production estimates yet again, which was bullish for U.S. values, and weekly USDA export inspection numbers for last week were up slightly from the previous week. U.S. wheat was 4 to 5 cents higher, with the September contract at $3.75 a bushel. U.S. wheat export sales for the week were 1.7 million tons ahead of last year. About 91% of U.S. spring wheat has been harvested, which is well ahead of the 5-year average. Weakness in the U.S. dollar is helping to support the market overall. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 7th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.